This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. There is a perception out there that organic food means absolutely no chemical use. And while organic systems certainly limit which inputs can be applied, they don't necessarily eliminate them entirely. Andrew Smith with the Rodale Institute says the key difference lies in how these materials behave once they're used.
The organic chemicals that are used are, I don't want to say benign, but they're not long lasting. You know, most of them are gone in less than a day. One of the biggest challenges that organic farmers have is I sprayed it on there and then it rained last night, or it didn't get contact with the insect that I'm trying to kill. So they're not persistent in the environment.
Smith says organic farming goes beyond the product supplied, operating instead as a whole systems approach.
Organic should be a holistic management system. Most organic farmers, because they don't have the tools readily available to them, and they just grab something, and a lot of the chemicals that are organically approved aren't as effective. So they usually start with a system that prevents disease and insects and weeds through crop rotation.
Once again, that's Dr. Andrew Smith with the Rodale Institute. This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.